Hi and welcome to another episode on the Stretch Street Podcast. This is the energetic EJ and I'm super excited. No. For reals. I am like super duper. Okay, so I'm always excited, right? But today I am super duper excited because you can see that I'm sitting in a beautiful setting. And who knows, maybe going forward, this will be my setup. Because this is such a beautiful, beautiful... Honestly, you can't even begin to imagine how excited I am! Oh, I feel so proud. I feel so happy. I feel so excited for my friend that I'm going to be speaking to today. You know him. I know him. He's been on the show before. And I'm super excited that he's back in a higher capacity. If you thought that he had something going for him before the first time we met him, oh my God, you don't even want to know what is coming next. This guest of mine has been here before, and I remember that the last time he was here, he spoke, you know, about his little and humble beginnings and how he made it from nothing in the Philippines down here in Dubai, worked his way up, and at the time was one of the co-founder to a magazine that is doing an amazing job with, you know, spotlighting and highlighting expats. And that's why it's actually called Expat Insiders. And, you know, the convener of the We Heist Award. And this is doing fantastic. And we would have thought that, okay, Romeo is doing so well. Well done. And now this, guys, okay, don't worry. I'm sure we're going to give you a short tour of what the room or the place looks like for you to know why I'm super excited like this. Today I have on the show Romeo Riataza, who is, he's many things, but today we're meeting him as the founder of the Expat Insiders Institute. It feels like we own this place together or something, because I'm just so excited for him. I step into this room, and by the time he was done giving me the tour, I said, you know what, Romeo, when I open up, I want to apply. I want to work here. Like, I would always tell people who ask me, like, I'm not an office material. Like, I can't survive in a proper, like, office space where you have to sit in front of a desk and work, do the same thing over every day. I get, like, it feels like I'm stifled. But here, I walk in and I want to work here. By the time he showed me the tour, the setup of the place, the colors, the facilities for the staff, I'm like, Romeo, no, I have to be your staff member. I don't know how you're going to do it, but you have to make it happen because I want to come here. I look like this is the kind of space that I wake up and like, I can't be late for work. I have to be at the office right now. It is so beautiful. And now, it's about time that we dive deep into this story. I know it wasn't a smooth one getting to this point. So let us dive in to see some of the challenges that he faced to setting this up and some of the magical life lessons that he learned. Because I also remember that the first time I was here, the first time we had ours, that he was here on the show, he shared some very, very, very vital life lessons. One of them being trusting the process. And I remember that. And in our conversation, even before we started to record, he mentioned that same line again. And I can't wait to unpack what the process of building this was and what lessons he's learned from it. So don't go anywhere. Grab your cup of tea, your cup of coffee, your bottle of water, and let us get to re-meet the upgraded version of Romeo Riataza. I'll see you in a bit.
Stretch Street Podcast.
Okay, welcome back. Yes, my guest is in the building. Hello, Romeo.
Hi, Jay.
I am so excited for you.
Thank you so much.
You have done so well for yourself.
I don't consider it for myself.
I know.
There's a lot of people behind.
Absolutely.
I'm just the upfront. It was a journey.
You have done so well for you and your team. Let me put it like that. But you guys, this is beautiful.
Thank you.
And I'm serious about getting a job here, so please tell me what openings are available for me.
Yeah.
Even if it's just 70, I don't mind, just to be in the space so that I can play games, you know, and watch over the staff.
So, first of all, welcome to the Expats Insider Training Institute. Yeah, so earlier we give you a quick tour about the entire setup. So I want to focus first about the inspiration of the place.
Absolutely. In fact, that's my first question. Like, why an institute?
Yes.
And why now?
Technically, the Expats Insider Training Institute is the expansion of the advocacy of the Expats Insider as our mother company, and then under the TXI, we have the magazine and we have the social media handling, and then as you can see on the pattern, it's more of empowering the expats community. It's more of giving an inspiration to the public of the success stories of different expats to really give more hope to different individuals. And then we figured out what more we can help to the public by building an institution that can empower education to different individuals, and later on, they can use this tool to upgrade their skills and their position in different companies. Especially that I'm really into education. Like, you know, I graduated early 17 years old during college, and my business partner, Noel, is really an educator. He graduated education. So with this perfect two formula merged together, that's how we created the Expats Insider. I think one of the very awesome gesture that's happening right now, because let's be realistic, sometimes our different individuals coming to UAE, they are undergraduate. This give hopes for them that once they finish our program, it will upgrade also their job.
Yeah.
This is also perfect for those people who want to change their career. So we're talking about no disrespect with the position, but we are on the segment wherein we really want to help them to upgrade them.
Yeah.
That you will not be forever on that position.
Mm.
So just to name a few, let's say for example, some of the nannies.
Yeah.
And later on, correct. So let's say for example here, they can finish medical courses, and then later on they can work in the hospital setting. That's our main goal, to really upgrade the skills and really help the different individuals to embrace this new opportunity for them.
Wow. So let me ask, like, was this always part of the plan?
Wow, good question. To answer frankly, it's not. But I saw the system. I won't pinpoint really detailed information, but we saw the system and it hurt us. It hurt us because there are some institutions really that are not really informing properly the students about the real function. That's why moving forward in our Facebook channel, we're going to create series of different short videos and different interviews also that will educate the public.
To create awareness about some things that they need to pay attention to.
Exactly. So to give you a few information about that, let's say for example, for the student, like if you're planning to find an institution that you want to enroll with, do you know that there's actually a portal for under the government education, which is the KHDA, that you can check? And you can check the name of the school. If the school did not appear there, that is something that you need to be worried
about.
Correct.
Okay.
And then second one, if you check the school, all of the courses is actually listed there. So if the course that you apply on that particular school
is not listed, correct, then you also have to be worried.
Correct. Because at the end of the day, you'll be receiving a certificate.
A certificate that is not...
Yeah, so that's like a
authentic
question. Yeah.
Wow.
So those are the factors
that you saw in the system. Exactly. And you're like, let's do
something about
wrong. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, because like the students, once they start applying in their job, and then all of a sudden the HR is confirming their certificate is no longer authentic. It's useless.
It's a problem.
Yeah.
And they can either lose that job, you know, and that's
exactly,
a problem.
Exactly.
So it feels like they've wasted the years that they spent in that institute.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And here's another thing. Usually for other institutes, their program runs for 3 to 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
But for us, we understand that time is gold, and we understand that for our overseas worker, the only time they spend for a rest day sometimes is just one day. And then they're really using that time to educate themselves, and then only spending around 3 hours. So what we have done, we changed the program and we convert the 3 hours into 4 hours. So instead of finishing the program in 3 months for regular courses, it can be done in 2 months and 1 week.
Mm.
So it's shortened, but the same number of hours,
okay,
which is required by the educational system.
Oh, okay.
So
that they can be done with it and upgrade quicker.
Exactly.
Wow.
So if they wish to go for more courses, then they can enroll again. And this time, in a span of a year, they can finish how many? 3, 4, 5?
Mm.
If they have plenty of time, they can take 2 courses in a day or 3 courses
in
a day.
So if that's the case, what about the costs? Is it cost effective?
Yeah, it's very cost effective. We have a very unique program which we can be discussed on the students once they walk in.
Okay.
And we really treasure information. That means that once the students walk in, we have an orientation called the Hope Orientation. So on that orientation, we discuss everything. We want to be transparent. How much is the total cost? What are the expected costs? What are the benefits they will receiving from us?
Mm.
The total perks. We have a student kit, which we have the uniforms included, notebook, mags, so that they will feel like once they enroll, they receive a lot.
Mm.
That's actually a good
welcoming
factor.
Them into a family.
Exactly.
Wow,
so
wow,
all of this information
wow.
will be given to them once they attend an orientation, and that orientation is for free.
Mm.
So right after they attend the orientation, it's up to them if they want to continue.
Oh wow, the orientation is even before the admission.
Exactly.
Ah.
So we're not our training
institute. You don't want them to come in and then
enroll,
boom, this
get
is
the
what?
No. We want them to understand what they're entering.
What they're coming in. That
exactly.
is so good.
Transparency. It's
I love
very important.
It.
I know. Because let's be realistic. There are a lot of people that going to the center and they're confused.
Yeah.
They're confused. And sometimes it's a peer pressure because my friend
is doing this, so let me do it. Yeah.
Exactly.
And then halfway into they're like, oh my God, what did
exactly.
I get into? This is not the plan. I love that concept.
And to add that one, we even have our what we call the academic advisor.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an advisor
like
for insurance that they can consult
mm.
what they really want to take, what are the courses that is possible for them, because we want to understand the student. So let's say for example, we ask, what's your end goal? I want to work in the office setting. Perfect, then let's go for secretary first and then you can go for HR.
Wow. Let me stop you there. What courses are you doing? Because I walk into this place and all I can think of is creativity.
Thank you.
Like creativity is so it's stimulating to the mind. Like I want to shoot, I want to set my cameras,
mm-hmm.
I want to do this, I want to do that. But I'm hearing you say health, I'm hearing you say secretariat, like what courses are available?
Yeah, this is something that we're very proud of as a Filipino in heart and in blood. let's be realistic, sometimes it's quite difficult to get a lot of different approval, but in God's grace, we're very happy to give you the information that we are approved for more than 141 courses.
What? 141 courses?
Yes, 141 courses.
This is almost a university.
Cross fingers, who knows? We will open a university.
This is good.
Thank you.
Wow.
And
so they have different options.
Exactly. So we have a lot of range of courses. So we have media courses, empowering Photoshop. If you're into editing, vlogging, we have that segment. If you're into the business, we have business administration. We have operation management, HR, office setting, hospitality, etc. We also have our medical field courses for those who want to work in the hospital in the future. We have courses for that point. If you wish to learn more language, we're even approved for Korean languages, Arabic languages.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, a lot. So we don't want to shock the market.
Yeah.
We were going to start with the courses that is quite very important right now and peak season that can help our fellow expats community to upgrade their skills.
Wow.
Then from there, they can continue. And the good thing about this, EJ, because they will notice when they attend the orientation, there's a specific pattern with our courses.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say, for example, you enroll for entrepreneurship courses. It's like for those people who want to establish their own business. You will notice that there's marketing, there's sales under that particular bracket. Then later on, the teacher can advise you to proceed and to continue with your journey with us. So once you finish your entrepreneurship and marketing and sales was already discussed during the topic, you can re-enroll on a specific marketing because marketing alone is very huge. We have the digital
huge
marketing,
topic, yeah.
We have the social media marketing and any forms of marketing. Mm. So the more you stay, the more you get more courses, the more you will learn. And this is very important. This is a well-testified situation because when I enter UAE, I don't know UAE first, remember?
Mm.
And it's very important for me to understand what is happening in this
yeah.
country.
Yeah.
And what helped me is education.
Mm.
So for them to really learn and for them to be equipped on what particular journey they want to enter, it's very important for them to learn this entire process.
Absolutely. Like I would say, for you to increase your earning, you need to increase your learning.
Wow.
So you learn before you earn. That's it.
Stretch Street Podcast.